Hi, Bank of Cardiff. This is Nick speaking. How may I direct your call?
Okay, Vic.
Nick.
I'm sorry?
It's Nick. Sorry.
N with an N. Okay.
Yeah. Vic. Vic's a cool name, but it's not mine.
Yep. Okay. anyway, I got one of these things in the mail. I'm trying to get a line of credit for this company.
Sure. Do you have that 16-digit reservation code?
Sure. It's 2311-0401-0033-5691.
All right, just give me a second, and I'll pull up your business profile. All right, you're calling from Easy Promotional Products?
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. Let me load this file. Okay. Hey, I'm sorry, your name, sir?
My name is Don.
Okay, your last name, Don?
It's Komoros, K-O-M-O-R-O-U-S. Now, this is a corporation. The corporation is owned by a lady. Her name is Corina Fox.
Okay, and the best number to reach you in case you get disconnected?
Let's see. I'll give you my cell phone number. It's easier. 949-338-5690.
Okay. All right, just taking a second here. Okay, and we had the mailing address correct at 5120 East La Palma Avenue, Suite 104 in Anaheim?
It's the wrong address.
Okay, is that an old address?
Yes, and the letter that it came in had the right address.
Easy
Promotion Products at 36625 Kevin Road, Suite 153, Wildomar, California. I don't know.
Hmm.
Okay. I'll give you the same. That's the old office before we brought our screen printing, embroidery, and everything out to this new shop.
Okay, did you move there because it's a bigger space? Were you guys growing?
Bigger space, rent was half the price.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of rent are you paying?
I think it's like $4,700 a month.
Nice.
And we have two huge areas.
Okay, so you do printing and embroidering on site?
We do screen printing embroidery on site. We do, we service a lot of schools. That's why I'm looking for a line of credit. We're going to have a meeting next week with 120 different schools.
Oh, wow.
Furnishing all their product. And if we even get a third of those, we may have to come up with more cash than we have in the bank. Let's put it that way. Our accounts receivable right now are, I just printed that out, is $208,000. And in the bank, I think, let's see what it has. Let's give you a little information so you have it.
Mm-hmm.
If we think the bank closed, they don't keep the thing open.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Somewhere, I would estimate about $104,000 cash in the bank.
Excellent. So, how much were you looking for?
Well, I'd like to start with, let's say, have $100,000 available.
Okay.
When I use it or how I use it, it would be to purchase product. Schools pay real well, slow as molasses,
yeah.
But they usually have to get their vouchers from the state, and this, you know how the state of California works.
Mm-hmm.
They pay slow.
No. Yeah, like that all over, yep. All right.
In the bank account, it's $130,000 right now.
Fantastic. So, let me see here. What do you typically do year to year for your gross revenues?
I'd say 1.5 to 1.7 million. I don't have all those records in front of me, so I can't speak with perfect. I'd have to check with her to see what the exact amount is every year.
No, I don't need an exact amount right now. It's just
we're in a process now of trying to double the business this year.
Okay, oh, wow. So I'd like to very exciting.
Well, yeah, especially when we got this meeting. We're the only vendor meeting with these schools.
No kidding. How'd you secure that?
I wish I knew. Next Wednesday is our meeting.
Okay. And, yeah, so, I mean, even if you get a third of their schools, 40 schools, how much revenue is that going to generate?
Well, that one school alone, I think it's like probably, I'm estimating probably 50 to 60,000 profit just in that one school. And
just for one school? And you're hoping to get 40 out of 120?
Yeah. Now, okay. This meeting's with 120. I don't know if some of those are two people from the same school. I don't know the answer to that. Maybe three. But you may get somebody that handles the gym clothes, somebody else handles the school. Some of these are private schools, so they get uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of good stuff. Plus all their coaching. They want all the uniforms.
Right place at the right time with the right product.
That's right.
Oh, wow. I'm jealous, like I tell you. It's very exciting. Yeah, I mean, this is, you might not have the answer to this, but as for Karina, you know, businesses that are under $5 million a year in revenue, the owner is essentially the business, right?
Sure.
Are you familiar? Has she ever said anything about her credit? I mean, just so I can get, I'm not asking for a credit score, you to give me Social Security. I'm just asking for an idea of what to expect.
I don't think there's anything on her credit. I think she's completely clean because the corporation buys her car, pays her gas, because everything she does is with the business. So it's
right. She is the business.
I think if I had to guess at her score, it's probably high 700s, maybe even low 8s.
The reason I ask
again,
is
it depends. Yeah, it depends on how much personal stuff that she buys and has, you know what I mean? May not have any personal purchases.
Right, but if she's responsible as far as the business, and from what you tell me, I'm guessing she's on point, then her personal credit's fine. The reason I ask is we do take a peek because there's certain people we cannot legally lend to. Obviously, it doesn't sound like the case, but just to tell you why I ask, if someone has, you know, tax liens north of $500,000 or if they're behind on child support or alimony, those are red flags.
Okay.
So
child support, there is none. I'll tell you that because I'm doing bookkeeping.
Oh, okay. Then you have a good handle.
I've got QuickBooks open right in front of me, so I can pretty much tell you just about anything. Tax liens, there's no tax liens. At least there shouldn't be, or they'd have been paid out here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who does the business bank with as far as the business checking account?
Bank of America.
Okay. Have you approached them for this line of credit?
Well, no. And it doesn't mean that I'm not going to go to them yet because I'm trying to find out what the interest rates people are charging for a line of credit. And I'm going to recommend that they take the one that'll give us the best interest rate. And how else can I say it? You know, that's...
No, of course. You want to definitely shop around for the best deal, but also the right product. So she doesn't have a current line of credit for the business with Bank of America?
No. They've been asking us to come in, and I asked them the other day, what do they need from us? And said, well, the $100,000 we could give us just by on signature, just to have her sign for it, they'd do it. And, gosh, we've been running $1.5 million through their bank. They ought to do something for us.
Exactly. And essentially, it's maybe unfair to say, but it's a reality. I mean, you understand finances. They lend you your own money and then charge you interest for it. So they better give you the best rate possible, right?
Right.
So I don't want to mislead you or anything like that. I like to be very transparent. I am certain I cannot give you a lower interest rate on a line of credit than Bank of America. What I can do is probably get you approved for $150,000 to $200,000 working capital line of credit, where, and I can get this approved, you know, by Friday, where you, let's say we approve you for $200,000. And the reason I'm using these numbers is typically we, somebody, the way you're telling me that she runs a business and these opportunities, and I'm guessing she's high 700s. And so I'm sure the business credit is probably excellent as well. We typically go between 10 to 15% of your gross revenues for the approval. And so our advantages, you know, obviously I can't be a Bank of America. They might come back with 4.5%, 6.5%. And we don't have your deposits. We don't have a history together and a relationship. I can't beat that on the line of credit. On a working capital, it's not a traditional line of credit where it's revolving with a compounding interest. This would be, let's say we gave you a line of 200,000 and you need 100,000 now. If you don't need it for 2 months, maybe it's worth checking out Bank of America and waiting for them to do their process. I know it takes a while, but if you needed it in the next week or so, we could approve you, you know, in a couple of days for 200,000. You'd have access, take the 100,000 now and have access to the additional 100,000 at any time, as long as payments were made on time for our initial loan and we set on a term loan. We do try to approve you for a line of credit every customer, because obviously it's a great tool. But the first time we work with somebody, it's a 50-50 shot that they'll get it. And we usually start with something small that may not meet your needs, maybe 20, 50,000, something like that. Now, as far as the a business loan, a working capital business loan, where it's a line of credit with us, it is a fixed term and fixed payment. But you always have the option to renew at certain points throughout, renew, refinance, take more capital, things like that. So it's a different product. It's new. And so for some people, it's an advantage. One, because you get the higher approvals. Two, because it's very fast. And it's based off of your sales. We're not going to look at your net income on your tax returns, as most business owners, just how she's, you know, using the business to pay for her car and whatnot. The reason you do that, I mean, obviously I don't need to tell you this, is to get the net income to close to zero as possible. And then you can imagine many businesses purposely have, or take losses, right, to avoid the taxes. Well, we don't consider that. So we want to make sure we analyze the cash flow of the business and say, oh, well, they only declared $50,000 in income last year, but obviously they can float the note because they're doing $1.5 million a year and there's, you know, X amount of cash flow that isn't obligated elsewhere, and that's where we approve up to, you know, 15% of that cash flow. So it doesn't affect or disrupt your current cash flow, but it gives you the capital you need and you don't get restricted by what you declare on your taxes. So it's a completely, you know, different product. Like I said, I wouldn't try to go toe-to-toe with Bank of America, who has your business checking account for a line of credit. But I think that, you know, our product might be the right fit for you, but that's up to you. And of course, Karina, to compare it.
Let me put a scenario in front of you here. Let's say we wanted to get our line of credit, let's say $100,000. Now, the interest rate you would charge on that $100,000 would be?
Sure. So it's a term loan, and depending on the term, working capital, our working capital program goes out to 3-year maximum. So how we determine the rate factor is by time in business. What year did you start? Karina start the business?
It's been over 3 years. But she's been in this type of business for like 25, 30 years.
That's fantastic. But she started this business in 2012 or 13?
Yeah, because I told you, I bought it from them back when they needed it, because that's when the housing market went kaput. And then, so I bought it from them, and I ran the business for 3 years. And then I decided that, hey, I don't want anything to do with this anymore. And I sold it back to them.
Oh, okay. So was that 2000?
She's been running it for 3 years since then. Since I sold
it. Okay. And then you just take care of the books?
Yeah, they brought me in to take care of the books. They got behind their bookkeeping. Well, when you have 208,000 in accounts receivable, somebody's got to get in here and start shaking up these son of a guns.
That's the truth. It's a very common story.
Yeah.
You definitely, so, people don't place the importance on bookkeeping as they should. I deal with this all the time. It gets a lot of people in trouble. But so certainly, as far as what the rate factor would be for $100,000, there's a wide range, you know, because we're privately held. We're not publicly traded like Bank of America. So we're allowed. We don't have, you know, these investors creating our guidelines. We're allowed to not only lend to A creditors, but also B and C. So my goal is not to scare you away when I give you the range. It's just to educate you that the reason it goes high is because, you know, we do work with small business owners who don't have their ducks in a row, so to speak. So you're looking at about 10 to 25 cents on the dollar. Okay? So I just want to educate you as much as possible about the product.
Okay, so after you look at what I gave you, and let's say I wanted this $100,000 cushion just to make sure that, you know, if these schools go ahead, I'd be able to buy product. So I'd borrow this $100,000 at somewhere between 10% and what was the other number you said?
Well, it goes up to 25, but this is where I want to really narrow in and give you more accurate numbers. It seems like a situation like this, even though the schools pay slowly, if you get 40 of these schools, or let's say you get 30 of these schools, or 15, and you start producing for them, it's not going to take you, it wouldn't take you a year, right, to recoup your efforts. You'd probably be able to get paid within
probably 3 to 4 months. I get a lot of it, but these
Perfect. People
they just keep buying too. They, you know, right now it's the time of year where they're getting ready for next year's products.
Yeah, they're getting everything in line now. So that's what I don't think. I don't know. Would you think that a year term? I mean, that's where you can get into really the lower cost of funds. It's just like a car note or a mortgage. The longer the term, the more interest you're going to pay. If you wanted to look at a one-year term, and this is unsecured capital, so compared to the line of credit, we're not going to ask for future financials on a quarterly or biannual basis, where, you know, obviously it sounds like your business is exploding and it's not going to be in jeopardy, but you know, lines of credit are traditional lines of credit at Bank of America are callable, meaning if you have a couple bad quarters in a row, there's always the potential that they're going to say, listen, we're calling in this line of credit based on the recent financials you've submitted for the past few quarters. You have 60 days to pay. Our loans are non-cancelable, right? So you're protected there. So anyway, if you wanted to look at a year option and look at between 10 and 16 cents on the dollar, 10 and 16% effectively, I think that would be something, you know, very competitive. But again, if you can walk into Bank of America and sign for a $100,000 line of credit at, you know, 4 or 5%, then maybe it doesn't make sense. But with our loan, it's fixed, it's non-cancelable, And if you took it on a year term, it sounds like you're getting paid every 3 or 4 months. You could maybe use the same money and flip 3 times the inventory with it, and
right.
and pay it back quickly and not be on the hook for this compounding interest. And also, if you did need some additional capital, like I mentioned, ours works like a line of credit, meaning you have access to additional capital, and you could either refinance the loan at 6 months and take more capital then, or not. You know, you just have those options, but it seems like this is a quick turnaround for capital. So, you know, it's lines of credit are great. I think they're great for, or even better for emergencies or to have for security. But I would be concerned about leveraging my line of credit. One, in case it gets called in, but two, what if something happens and then you've already used up your line of credit and now you don't have these options and now you're leveraged? So it's just...
would something like this, let's say we got Bank of America to give us a line of credit, would this be some, let's say I got in, we got desperate and we needed another $100,000 just to buy product.
Mm-hmm.
Would this still work, or would you be less apt to do it?
It would still work, but of course you might not get that 10 cents on the dollar. You might get pushed up to 12 or 13 or 16, right. And so that's obviously, right, because everything is, the risk is assessed.
Okay, no, but you're one of the first people I've called, so you've given me at least some option here if we need the cash flow.
Exactly. That's exactly what these are. Great product for flipping inventory. I usually, you know, the people who get the most out of a short-term loan like this are people who do turn inventory. I work with a lot of wholesalers bringing, you know, containers from China, for example, and they get their payback within 3 or 4 months, and it's just a great product to keep charging and building up their business. And most of them do have lines of credit that they use for other things or as security, or sometimes they've already used up their line of credit and they just can't get any more capital from their bank. And they love this product because they didn't know enough about it. The people they talked to didn't educate them enough about it. It's relatively new. Really what happened was 2008, 2009, we were all there. Bank of America and all the other banks like that stopped lending. And so working capital loans were born from private banks like us. We were one of the first banks to introduce it. And we were lending, and that's why we're lending off of revenue, because no one had any income, net income in their businesses. And most of these loans didn't even exceed a year. Most of them were, you know, 12 months was the maximum if you could get that. And, you know, we were the first bank to offer this product for up to 3 years in August. So, you know, we're definitely a leader in the industry and preferred, instead of, you know, a lot of people you talk to about this, it's really, you know, sell, buy kind of mentality. And they just want to, you know, try to talk you into borrowing money instead of just really educating you about the process of the product and comparing it to a line of credit, because they just don't know enough about it. It's been an explosion in the past 2 years of private lenders, mostly brokers, popping up and really not understanding the product themselves and, educating effectively to the customers on how to use it. It's definitely a product where any short-term loan, if you don't have a plan for it to make your business money, to grow your business money, it's not a great product. That's what, you know, a line of credit is, hey, listen, we're doing good. Something might happen. We should have a line of credit just in case.
Yeah.
So this is more of an action plan loan as opposed to...
I can see this. If I'm desperate and need it, and I need it in 10 days or whatever, you're the guy.
2 days. Yeah.
2 days. Okay.
You know, it's really that simple. It because, you know, we're one of the leaders in the, you know, fintech or whatever you want to call it, where we can do everything quickly and efficiently and, you know, get you, in some cases, e-docs where Karina could sign from her cell phone. And, you know, we do online checkout and everything like that where she could get funded very quickly. And there's not a lot of documentation. We're not asking for, you know, for $100,000, we're certainly not asking for P&Ls and balance sheets and and complete tax returns for a couple of years or personal tax returns, you know, but we do loans up to $2 million. So of course there's a point where you go from an easy one page application with a few bank statements. There's a line where you go from that to, you know, when people are looking for, you know, real serious money, north of $500,000 and so forth, where we do ask for P&Ls and full documentation. But so it's just, we get a ton of information.
I'll give you the contract to the damn schools.
Yeah. And that's, you know, and we would take it.
Okay,
say,
so
awesome.
Do you do shorter term ones? Like, let's say 3 months or 6 months loans?
We do. We have a special 3 month program. We typically don't advertise it. We usually just advertise 6 to 36 months. We do have, as I mentioned, the wholesalers that we work with a lot of times. We do have 3 month. It gets very cheap as far as the money. And it, you know, it's just the thing is with 3 month, you know, there's a if your return's not immediate, it's usually not the best situation. There's a lot of people that have immediate returns on investments where they typically, for example, I'm working with somebody who's a farmer. He's, you know, got 200 acres in Florida, restructuring a land deal, and that's going to take 90 days to close. And so he needs, you know, $360,000 for 3 months, essentially. So there's certain situations where somebody needs something, you know, part of his land deal is, you know, one of his banks is going to give him, you know, $7 million. But in the meantime, we're getting him $360,000 to cover him for operating costs. So there are the 3 month options. You know, typically I think 6 months, you still get really cheap money and you get some time without you get a lower payment, you know, almost half the payment. So you aren't obligated to have such a high payment right away before you're getting your returns.
I see. Okay, that's right. Because you take your 6 months, divide. Let's say I needed this $100,000 for 6 months. I'd have to pay back. How would I pay that back? I know I got to pay it all back, but.
Right. Let's say it was 10 cents on the dollar, 6 months. Okay. Right. So it's $110,000. Divided by six, you're looking at $18,333 a month. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, obviously in your situation, you have $138,000, you said, in the bank.
Yeah.
Obviously, you could swing a few payments before you really started getting your return. But, you know, $18,000 is nothing to sneeze at as far as a payment. You know, anybody. So, you know, and you could look at maybe a 12-month and maybe look at, you know, 12 or 13 cents on the dollar. And then if you did that, and let's call it 113,000 divided by 12, and then you got 9,400 a month. So, you know, almost half the payment, and you can pay it off early. There's no penalties for that.
Well, I pay it off, but I still have that certain amount of interest to pay, right?
Well, a vast majority of our programs have interest forgiveness. So it really just depends on...
Oh, okay,
you know,
so if I paid it back in 3 months, I'd only be paying...
the principal would all be there, right? But
yeah.
The vast majority... And this is, you sound like an A-plus tier credit profile, and that's why I'm even... you know, going this far in the conversation with interest forgiveness, because, you know, the smaller businesses that don't have great credit or time in business or the revenues, they're going to be entitled to, you know, a small discount on the interest. Maybe it's, you know, 10%, 15%, but the minimum forgiveness for, an A credit program is 25%. So it's 25% to 100% forgiveness. It just depends on where you fall. And we include that in writing in a prepayment addendum. So we do have 100% forgiveness on our A plus program. And like I said, any A program, the minimum interest forgiveness is 25% of the interest that's remaining. So, you know, if we went back to a year, right, and we had it at 13 cents on the dollar, so that was 113,000 in interest, and that's, right? So then you have 6,500 at, you have 6,500, it's amortized evenly, so there's 6,500 of interest left at the halfway point for you to pay from month, you know, 7 through 12, right? So at that point, you still have the $6,500 of interest you're obligated to, and then we give a discount of up to 100%, but minimum 25%. So, you know, the minimum discount would be...
It gives us a good reason to get the money back.
Exactly, and the minimum 25% interest forgiveness is $1,625 on that. So...
Sure. All right.
You know, then you're only paying, you know, $48.75 plus the $6,500, and then you're paying essentially 11.4 cents on the dollar for $100,000. You know, and like I said, that doesn't, you know, it's not Bank of America line of credit 4.5 or 6% money, but for you talking about unsecured, non-cancelable money where we don't require any future financials. There's a reason we've been in business 14 years and we're one
That's
of the
right.
country's biggest private lenders. So, you know, and then again, you know, we built our business on equipment financing. So of course with this business, the reason we give the discounts and we're going to put our best foot forward for any opportunity is because we want you to come back as you're growing and expanding. We want your, screen printing equipment financing. We want that. And we want anything else that you're going to be doing as far as embroidery, machining. We want a chance at that, right? And so, and that we're talking, you know, we're not the same as manufacturer financing because we're not selling the equipment. We can't subsidize the rates, but we're talking about, you know, 4.5% for this kind of equipment from us and up to 100% financing. Actually, up to 125% financing to cover any soft costs, you know, freight, taxes, anything like that. So when you're in a period of expansion and you don't need to be putting out 20 or 30% down for your equipment as you grow, you know, it might be worth an extra percent or two on the rate to get 100% financing. In my opinion, you know, some business owners think so. Some would rather tighten their belts and, you know, save a percent because just pride. I'm not sure, you know, but that's what we run into.
Hey, if it makes money, I don't mind spending it.
Yeah, right? That's our philosophy, too.
That's right. So, anyway, I better cut this off and get back to... Oh, there's more money in the account. That's one thing nice about this QuickBooks Online. It just adds and subtracts right in front of my head.
That's amazing, right?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Don. Well, I'll talk your head off, so I'll let you get going. Do you want me to email you my contact information?
Sure.
Okay. What's the best email?
Don at special, the word special, TS.com. The company is Specialties. That's the name of the company. That's the DBA.
Oh, okay. Perfect. All right, Don, it was great talking to you. I'll let you go. I'll send you an email. And, you know, have any questions, give me a ring. You'll have my direct line.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
You got it. Have a good one.